this is going to be the gearing that will power the drill aspect of this machine.
We've got a giant auger in the front, a big rock grinding something on the back. We have four pilots. We're really heavy. We're all made out of metal.
Team Tempest Fugitives has been headed up by James and Sarah Smith for the past 7 years. They both have art degrees. James is a sculptor and former bike mechanic, so it seemed to be a natural fit to create a bicycle-powered sculpture that could traverse sand, sea, and roadways. But James says the annual 3-day, 42-mile race is full of challenges.
Well, first and foremost, it is an art race. I think that has to weigh in as the heaviest category. Second most, I do believe, is engineering. It's not really about how fast you go. It's about actually being able to physically pedal this machine over this course, which is extremely difficult, under your own power. It's quite a feat when you see the steepness of the sand dunes, the distances you have to travel across water. And remember, there's no book to go by about how to build a kinetic sculpture.
But there is a rule book, and it includes things like be happy, or at least fake it. Always carry a toothbrush and teddy bear. Bribery and cheating are encouraged. And if you have superpowers, like X-ray vision, you are not allowed to use them. It all came from the imagination of Hobart Brown, who founded the race in 1969 and died in 2007. Cliff and Amy Berkowitz, who knew Hobart well, have called the race for KHUM Radio for the past 15 years.
He was an amazing, eccentric
artist.
Outgoing, creative. He was a character.
I asked Amy and Cliff what it's like to MC the start of the race.
Just a cacophony of all kinds of just crazy things.
Right.
Some amazingly elaborate, beautiful things, like fire-breathing dragons, and some things that looked like they were thrown together, chewing gum and baling wire.
One year there was people who had a plank across a bicycle seat and people balanced on either end of the plank.
You'll see single pilot machines, 10 pilot machines. I mean, some machines that are just huge, way too big.
Yeah.
Some are small.
Pandemonium!
In charge of keeping the pandemonium going is the Rutabaga Queen.
Queens need to have so much fun, it's almost to the point of obnoxiousness.
Reigning Rutabaga Queen Lady Luck believes strongly in one of race founder Hobart Brown's main mantras.
Adults should never have to feel like they should always behave like adults. It's an amazing and awe-inspiring thing to see adults still behave like children.
Tempest Fugitives co-founders Sarah and James Smith took their team name from the classic clock inscription. Tempest Fugit.
And so we decided, as Tempest Fugitives, we are actually running from time. We're trying to stay young by having fun and being ridiculous.
A lot of people think of Tempest Fugit, they translate it as time flies. It's more accurately translated as time flees, or you could say time escapes us. And I think that's a wonderful way to go about life, trying to stay young. Kind of like Hobart said, we want to be adults having fun so that children will want to grow up. It kind of ties into that. So, are you a fugitive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thousands are expected at the Arcata Plaza for the noon start on Saturday. Michael Joyce, JPR News, Arcata.